From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. California's Central Valley is an agricultural bonanza, producing a third of America's food crops, but it's facing serious water challenges. The valley floor is 20,000 square miles of some of the most fertile soil on Earth. Here, the sun shines 300 days a year. More than 250 different crops grow, worth $17 billion a year. The valley was developed into farmland around the turn of the 20th century. When farmers arrived, they began to drill wells into the freshwater aquifers below. By the 1930s, scientists began to notice an impact. Some of the aquifers, with their water levels and pressure drawn down, compacted. This meant they would never refill to earlier levels, and the land above them subsided. This continued into the 1970s, when sinking land, up to 30 feet in parts of the valley, had damaged roads, bridges, and buildings so dramatically that California spent millions to repair them and built canals to bring in water. The problem was alleviated until conservation elsewhere in the state reduced water in the canals, and valley farmers pulled hard on their wells again. The wells remained unregulated until 2012, when California passed serious water legislation. It will be decades before it's fully phased in, but the hardest hit areas are being addressed now. In the meantime, the valley floor and the water table continue to fall. I'm Scott Tinker with another story of the benefits and challenges of Earth's fresh water.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from Schlumberger, helping oil and gas companies increase production and efficiency while lowering environmental impact. You can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.